Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug.
I almost said I like movies. I don't know why. Maybe because it's just early in the year and there's only been one good one so far. We all know what that is. The Revenant. No, that came out last year for us people that live in LA. And that's where we are right now. We're coming to you from the Nerd Melt showroom in the back of Meltdown Comics. It's Sunday, February 21st, 2016. What's your name tag, Sitch, Los Angeles? Do we have some good ones? We have is that a box of donuts? It sure is. All right, well, congratulations on being chosen. And look out, everybody's faces, because the donuts are going to be flying. We got this. Is this a Tigger? What's his name? what are those guys called? Calvin and Hobbes. Yeah, and it's, how did you make that yourself? No, you just like bought it in a store? Do you have the ability to speak? He's just shaking his head. I'm starting to feel guilty that I'm like harassing a mute man. I'm like staring at you, can't think of Calvin Hobbes, and your name tag says The Hobbes It. So I'm pretty dumb. And so your last name is Hobbes? Yeah, okay. Wow. Do not put him on the witness stand. I like the hand-drawn Jaws poster that just says Peter instead of Jaws. That's pretty sweet. And there's a hand-drawn Jurassic Park, but I can't tell what you changed it to.
Catherine.
Just instead of Jurassic Park, Catherine. Welcome to Catherine. Ba 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 ba. All right, that's enough of that. Great job, everybody. I like how all the people sitting here in the side section don't have name tags. It's almost like you were forced to sit over there because you didn't have one. They're like, go sit in that bus over there, the bus section. Or it's like a roller coaster over there. Emotionally. Doug's plugs. Monday, that's tomorrow at 2:15 Pacific time. Getting Doug with High goes live on my YouTube channel with 3 great guest schedules permitting. Thursday night, I'm doing stand-up at the Improv in Fort Lauderdale. It's a late show at 10 o'clock, but, you know, bring your name tags and we'll play Last Man Stanton at the end. And then, of course, I'm doing a full-blown Doug Loves Movies on Saturday, same place, the Improv at the Hard Rock in Fort Lauderdale, Saturday, September 27th at 4:20. And the next Doug Loves Movies here at Meltdown Comics is Sunday, March 6th at, wait for it, 420. DougLovesMovies.com. DougLovesMovies.com. The prize bag today includes a VHS copy of the episode of Angel entitled Reunion. So I bet you Buffy's involved in that one, because who else would Angel reunite with? Charisma Carpenter. I got some Deadpool coasters that I stole from the Arclight Cinemas here in Hollywood. And, oh, another VHS. It's two VHSs every time lately. And so the second one here is an episode of a show that was on the WB called Movie Stars. And the episode's called Third Time's a Charm. I think that show was canceled after four episodes. And then a show that I hope will rage on... and on for many years to come, Not Safe with Nikki Glaser. I was on it last week. I was on last week's episode. And they give you a backpack full of sex stuff. And I'm giving away what is from that bag, what is probably the most prized, the most exciting, maybe not for the ladies here today, but gentlemen, in the prize bag today is a... What the fuck is it called? No, it's not a shake weight. No, it's something much more distinguished and refined, and it's called Auto Blow. And this particular model is Auto Blow 2 Plus. So I guess they're saying you might try it a second time before the shame sets in so deeply. But as you can see, it's complete. The box is completely sealed. I'm not giving you a used auto blow. And then for some reason, there's this attachment. No idea. So somebody's going to win all of this stuff, plus the stuff that my guests bring. It's going to be very competitive games today, I think. I feel strong competitive nature from these three. Please give a big warm welcome to Jeff Tate, Graham Elwood, and Ryder Strong. Right. Nobody wants to win the Pete Holmes Award, and I respect that. That's a smart way to go. So let's just start with our first time ever guest in the center seat tonight. Let's hear it for Ryder Strong is here, you guys.
Thank you.
Boy Meets World, Girl Meets World, Cabin Fever.
Yeah.
And now, a motion picture that I'm excited to help promote. They were like, can we send you a screener for when Ryder comes on the show? I said, I've seen this, motherfuckers. I don't know why I talked to them that way. Listen, you motherfuckers.
Harsh.
I saw this movie already. It's called Too Late. And it's, when and where can people see it?
So we're going to be doing a CineFamily screening March 5th. But then the real release date is the 18th in L.A., and then Austin a week after that, and then New York a week after. It'll be in 20 markets eventually.
And the fascinating thing about this movie is that they, the filmmakers insist that it be shown on film, on 35mm film, and will not allow it to be shown any other way, and would not take a distribution deal with a same day and date VOD release. And that, of course, handcuffs you. There's a chance your movie's not going to ever come out when you
right.
do that.
Right.
But the movie turned out so good that people had to capitulate.
Yeah, and really, like, Fantastic Fest was a huge boon, too, because that was where it found its audience first. And
that's
like,
where I saw yeah, it!
Right. We played the LA Film Festival, and then when we played Fantastic is when people really went crazy and I think found its audience, which is, it's a genre film, but it's also kind of an homage to film itself, and it's shot on 35mm, obviously.
And an amazing showcase for John Hawks, who's, right. we already know how great he is, but he's really, right. really great in it. Jeff is agreeing with me,
yeah.
and Graham hasn't arrived yet. But,
can I ask someone?
Being unusually quiet over there.
Can I ask a question about the movie?
Yeah. Oh, please. Jeff Tate, everybody.
All right, that's almost Rider Strong level. I'll take it.
There's a little less shouting.
No, that's
people
fine.
Use their mouths when they heard he was here.
I wasn't on two of his television shows. I'm just affable.
What's your question?
What genre is it?
It's a detective story.
Oh,
it's like a film noir kind of deal.
The tricky thing about the film is it's only five scenes, and each scene is shot in one shot. On 35mm, so it's
like Rope.
20 minutes long, like Rope, yeah. But so it's five.
But they don't go
shots.
Out of their way to make you think that it's.
No, it's crazy complicated. Like there's gunshots, there's murders, there's lots. It's not. It's yeah.
Shit really goes down while
really goes
in
down.
These one take sequences.
Well, like our opening, the opening scene, for instance.
Can I guess?
There, yeah, go.
Guy rides a horse onto a train.
No. That would have been badass, though. Would have been better than The Lone Ranger.
Is it too late to pitch ideas for this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they called it Too Late.
Oh, my God. That was a trap that wasn't even hidden, and I walked into it.
Yeah, you're the first person ever to get both feet in a bear trap.
He's hopping through the woods. Oh, no, I got it again. Like, no.
He tried to remove it the first time with the second foot, and then it.
I thought.
No, he just hopped right into it. He thought it was a puddle.
Oh, I see.
Put the other foot in, it would make it hurt half as much, but on each foot, but it was like twice as much.
The pain of one foot took your mind off the pain of the other.
Yeah.
Very smart. And that's Graham Elwood, everybody.
Hey!
Take control, Meltdown. Take control of your comic book store.
I'm going to be appearing, as I do annually, on Graham's podcast, Comedy Film Nerds. When will it come out? We're taping it Tuesday.
It'll come out Tuesday, the 23rd. It'll be our Oscar preview.
Yeah,
show.
Where we, give you, all the picks for your Oscar pools. And I heavily recommend that you don't pay attention to mine. I tend to vote emotionally, and it's weird how every year it seems to be less and less of a crapshoot, but there's still going to be an occasional surprise.
Yeah, there's always crazy surprise. I actually just watched the nominated short animated and live action movies.
I did that too. Yeah,
those were great. The live action were amazing.
Yeah, all. Fucking crazy heavy.
Crazy heavy.
Like the lightest one I thought had the most emotional impact because it wasn't so fucking heavy.
Right.
And it had a sweet ending. And,
but even that ending was like intense. It was like a lot of crying. A lot of people going,
I want my money back. What about and the cartoons? The animated ones. I liked World of Tomorrow the best. I mean, we'll talk about this on your podcast.
Yeah.
But World of Tomorrow is available on Netflix now, and it is really it's like cute and bleak at the same time.
That movie
it's
was really that's
like,
the one that's
like
gonna
Daria.
Yeah, it's like Daria. Yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
Right. There you go, guys. Is there a horse that jumps onto a train in World
of
Tomorrow?
How I talk. That's not how I talk, Graham.
No, that's how Graham talks when he's talking like an idiot.
I don't see it. He sounds real smart.
Ryder, I'm sorry to put you in between these two guys.
Yeah, Graham asked to sit on the end, so I got stuck in the
middle. Oh,
yeah.
You worked it out, did you?
I got to be mobile. I can't be trapped in the middle of two beards. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Graham, when was the last time you sat in a middle seat on an airplane?
Never.
The last time was never?
Never. It's never happened.
You're a baby. You're like, get me out of this seat.
Bullshit. I deserve an upgrade. It's been a while that
right?
I got... It's
yeah,
been a while.
We work pretty hard to not sit in the middle
yeah,
seat.
That ain't going to happen.
We should probably concentrate more on something else. But.
I prefer the middle seat.
You like it? Well, yeah. Look at how you sit naturally. The big guy with his arms crossed. That's what the middle seat guy always does.
Yeah.
Does this middle seat always play the Lone Ranger?
No, Graham, you get to choose what movie you watch.
Oh, fuck. Oh, cool.
So, yeah. I mean,
sometimes
mine
it's
does.
Limited. And sometimes you just bring a copy of Lone Ranger with you everywhere?
Yep. I got it on my phone, man. You guys got to get these new iPhones.
But so Too Late is a really cool movie, and...
I really
you
want
guys
to see
should.
It.
That was a nice edit point.
I want to
too.
See it.
We could jump right back into the action there. What was the last motion picture that you've either you know in the theater or at home? Let's go start with Ryder. What was the last movie that you saw?
I saw The Witch on Friday.
Did you like
yes,
it?
I did. I really liked it. You know. I think my expectations were a little high because people talked about it a lot coming out of Fantastic Fest.
Yeah,
I think
it was
at
really
Sundance too. And it had all this hype.
Hyped.
So I kind of had like a better movie in my head, which sucks, but it's a strange film, which I like, you know, I feel like that's rare nowadays.
It's
like
very,
to go see a strange
it's
movie.
It's very
in the
committed
theater.
To yeah. presenting a time period
yeah.
And a situation that does not interest me. Like, I could not get into it. Even though I was acknowledging in my head, this
right.
should be really scary to me.
Right.
I was just like, this is just so alien to me that I for some reason, I can't get into it. But
the
I want to see it
so
again.
Good. The acting is so good.
Yeah,
I mean,
they
that
really,
is like
they
such
really,
a challenge to
yeah,
try and do
it really
all
feels like the time period and
totally.
The Puritan attitudes and everything are
right.
really
And yet it still feels
intense.
Very human. You know, the kid actors are great. It's a really... It's a cool movie.
Yeah, so we're going to disagree on this one.
Yeah.
But when we come back, we're going to talk about how much I love Cabin Fever 2.
All right.
Have you even seen that? I've never seen that.
I'm in Cabin Fever 2.
You are?
Oh, yeah. I'm in the first 5 minutes. I get hit by a school bus. So it's like... Right. And that's why I loved the idea. It was like, come back and do... you know, you survived. And the only reason I survived is because I couldn't play dead. If you watch the end of Cabin Fever, I'm supposed to be dead, but my hand was twitching. And so, like, a big fan base was like, oh, he's still alive. So then when they did the sequel, they're like, will you come back? You'll crawl out of the water, survive, and then we'll hit you with a school bus. I'm like, I'm totally in. So...
Well, that's well, gotta watch at least the beginning of that movie.
And that's a great tip for any young actors out there that don't want to be fucking...
Just play
yeah.
dead.
Yeah. When you're dead, just twitch away. Man. Just shake like a motherfucker.
Right.
Just shake or just be like,
if you get cast as a dead body on CSI, just
I can't.
Milk it.
Maybe even occasionally go, milk I'm it. Dead, I'm dead.
I'm so dead. I'm so dead.
Can't believe how dead I am.
Yeah, but no, they
I see the light. Oh, it's not that bright. It's not that bright. It's actually kind of dim. I'm awake. I'm awake.
Man, I wish I could get in on this riff.
Just jump on a horse and come right on to it.
Watch this, everybody. This guy was on TV. I'm a better actor.
You got that. Eyes are moving. Your eyes are going crazy.
Jeff Tate in Cabin Fever 3.
That was just me in a middle seat.
Fuck.
I totally wasn't dead, guys.
What was the last movie you saw, Jeff?
On Friday night, after we did Doug Loves Movies, just to let you know, I should have only eaten half of that pot brownie.
Thanks for the update.
Yeah, I found out when I started spitting Gatorade all over myself because I was watching Tropic Thunder and I was laughing at things that were about to be said. I was so fucking stoned that I was like, oh, Robert Downey Jr. about to do that. And then I would just like, Gatorade was coming out of my mouth. I made a big mess, but it's not my house. I don't care.
That's it?
Yeah, man. We talked about Deadpool and the Martian on Friday, and then yesterday we saw a rock and roll show. And I haven't seen another movie, just Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, that's
about
true.
Half of it.
We went and saw a music show. We saw our buddy Shooter Jennings was did a show with Lucas Nelson.
Yep.
And it was advertised as acoustic, but it's probably the loudest acoustic show I've ever seen.
Yeah.
They fucking banged the shit out of their guitars.
Yeah.
And it was a nice time.
No, they were
we
good.
Spent an evening in downtown Santa Ana, which is not something I ever intended to do. And I had a pretty good time. We ate at a place called the Playground. And, and it's the last place Grandma will ever want to eat because it's just all delicious meats.
Well, no, one
it's very
it
meaty. They had some
meat,
veggie stuff.
Green.
Yeah, they had some green stuff. It's true.
I love it when meat eaters said, "That's some green on there. You could eat there, Graham." That was some green stuff. Right?
They have the napkins look pretty tasty.
Yeah.
You could chew on a straw.
Yeah, you know,
that's
what I mean.
Vegan. That's
so I had a salad. You could have a salad.
Dude, and what I was saying was positive in your regard. Like, you could go
yeah,
to the
Yeah, I'm trying to help you out.
Side.
You're like, ugh.
You can't not do that fucking dumb guy voice. It's.
I was trying to help you out.
Graham, this was the day Graham got stuck on dumb voice.
Take control.
He did it so much he couldn't
take
change
control,
it back.
Take control, Graham. Take control of your dumb guy voice. Take control of your six-year-old Bane
Is that
impression.
Really your Bane impression, Jeff? Or are you doing an impression of someone who can't do an impression of Bane?
I'm doing as good an impression of Bane as Graham does of me.
I'm oh, Bane. That's interesting, yes.
I'm Bane. I'm
now I understand all the complexities of that performance.
Oh, take control of your Bane voice.
I'm doing an impression of Jeff's impression of my impression of him doing my Bane. Trace Ryan. That back, motherfucker. I just the Matrixed you.
I'm Graham.
I can't. I can't apologize enough. I can't apologize enough to Ryder. What was the last movie you saw, Graham?
Aside from the Oscars,
the shorts. You watched all the shorts.
I saw Deadpool, which I loved.
Yeah,
it's loved
very, very
loved
entertaining
it.
Movie. I've seen it twice.
Yeah, it was. I was really skeptical going into it. I was like, it's gonna be too much fucking Ryan Reynolds, all quippy quippertons. But it was great, and the murder and the sex jokes and everything else.
Just, yeah, come for the murder jokes. Stay for the sex jokes,
yeah,
and everything else.
Everything
you were
is great.
Worried a movie that starred Ryan Reynolds as a quippy fella was going to be too much Ryan Reynolds being quippy, and it was all Ryan Reynolds being quippy, and you were fine with it?
Yes.
I think the quips were at a nice level. They were
well, the quips were
good quips.
The quips were consistent with the Deadpool comic. That's what I like. In other movies, and this had a great script, usually Ryan Reynolds is in some dumb, like, 50 dates in a shoe or whatever kind of movies. And so...
That's definitely maybe the title of that movie.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. We're all captive.
Yeah, so normally he's on one of those movies where the script is horrible, so it's, you know, the director who's just some sort of studio puppet's like, Ryan, just quip your way through this dumb scene. And he's like, quippy, quip, quip. And it's like, oh, fuck.
He's good at it. I mean, that's where he started on the, you know, sitcom or whatever. And
yeah, two and, guys, a girl, and a pizza place.
Yeah, yeah. And somebody tweeted at me a couple times now, so it might even be a meme, but somebody said the tagline for Deadpool should have been a guy, a girl, and a pizza face.
That's good. I like that. That's a good one.
That would be good, but I think a lot of people are saying it now, so I don't want to give any one person credit for it.
But seriously, though, go check out 50 Dates in a Shoe. It's really good.
Sounds better than Deadpool to me. So.
Well, what happens there is Ryan Reynolds has to marry that shoe so he can maintain American citizenship.
It's like a green card twist.
It's the shoe that got thrown at George W. Bush. It's the same shoe.
You could say that Graham doesn't want to, you know, marry that movie. He wants to be just friends.
Man, we're getting buried here. Reynolds titles.
Does anybody else have one? I'm waiting. Oh. It's like a weird version of Last Man Standing, where he just has to be work it into a conversation. Which T.J. Miller has done on this show. What was the last movie I saw, Jeff?
Are you serious?
Didn't I tell you in the car yesterday? Oh, How to Be Single.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you guys, do not spend your money, because they don't even try to tell you. In fact, it's every example in the movie is like, this is not how you should be single. These people are going about it all wrong. How to Be a Fuck Up is what the movie should be called. But it does have some people I like in it, so I got through it. But it was frustrating. I like that Damon Wayans Jr. a lot. He's very funny.
So. Best Wayans.
He's the best Wayans. Were you there at the Wayans weigh-in? They're all like featherweights, except for, I guess, one of them, a couple of them are big. Let's move on. Enough about Black Dong. Let's go to the part of the show where I say...
We were talking about dicks?
Yeah, we were talking about how big their big dicks were.
Oh, I rescind all my statements. I am unaware of the size of Wayne's dicks.
Let the games begin! Or as Jeff Tate would say, let the games begin!
We were born in the shadows, and they know it. I am the king of shadows.
There's games. I'm Jeff. Wait, hold up. I'm Graham. I'm the fan.
Do you want our things?
Yes, please. Let's do that first. What do you got for the prize bag, Graham?
I've got a Podfest medium ladies shirt. So that's right, sir. And
did you have the dates for the next Podfest?
Yeah, but I'm not saying.
No, we haven't. We have the location, and it's going to be the Sofitel again. It's in September. We have the dates. We're going to release them soon. We're just doing some stuff. But, and again, a Comedy Film Nerd's Guide to Movies.
Cool. But keep your September open, you guys. I'll just take that. Just be ready for it. It's going to happen in September.
We've already locked down some big shows. It's going to be super fun. Year 5. Podfest. What's up? You can clap for Podfest, you guys.
Wow, I didn't know Jeb Bush was going to be on the show. So,
clap for Podfest. Clap for it.
Please. Love it. Love me.
My dad created the first Podfest.
Maybe if you release those dates, they could just get him to buy tickets to it. You don't need the applause. Tell them the dates. Release some secret right here.
Release some secret. Sure, Jeff.
What does that even mean, release some secret? Ryder's turn to tell us what he brought.
All right, I got a Too Late poster, and then I have the first season of Boy Meets World on DVD.
Nice.
And then I have a book. This is a project. My brother is a photographer, and he did this project called The Dirty Minds Project, which is a series of photographs that are basically visual puns. So sexual visual puns. So basically you read through the book and you get to see how dirty your mind is if you understand what each one of these is. So if you know, for instance, parting the meat curtains, and then you're watching a guy part the meat curtains, it's pretty genius. So yeah, that's going in there.
It's nothing like...
Yeah. Is that the back?
Clap
nothing
it up
like
for
the boner laughter combo. Jeff, what do you got?
I have a bag.
Uh-huh.
With... I brought Billy Joel's The Stranger on vinyl.
On vinyl.
Yeah. I saw something on Twitter. You're into the Billy Joel now, so...
Yeah, I'm into him now. No, he's just got this new channel on satellite radio, and I was listening to it. He like talks in between all the songs just about, you know, how he thought of it, or, you know, just something about his life, and I'm really enjoying it.
And I brought The Dark Knight on DVD, 2-disc special edition. That's somebody's. And I brought the Jack Reacher book, Never Go Back. which is the book that the next movie is based on. So you can get a jump start. You can read this book and be real insufferable around your friends before that movie comes out.
Is this the author on the back?
Yep.
Looks like Bryan Cranston.
Yep. Yep. Bryan Cranston is a talented fella.
What else you got? Is that it?
Yep, these are the things for the bag. These things I just bought for myself.
I saw some stuff from Meltdown Comics is in that bag. I thought you were going to give that stuff away.
No, I'm going to keep it, but I got the Phantom Pop Vinyl because that's I'm keeping it.
Hey, audience, here's what you're not getting.
Yeah. You want to know what you're not getting? That Phantom Pop Vinyl, this Big Trouble in Little China comic book, and the dates for Podfest.
That's goddamn right.
You're not getting any of that.
You're
stuff.
Waiting.
Yeah, a lot of things are being kept close to the vest today.
All right, gentlemen, lots of fun name tags in the crowd. You got to pick one and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you in part by Postmates. Postmates is transforming the way local goods move around a city by enabling anyone to get any product delivered in under 1 hour. And you can get a free delivery with the code Doug. The Postmates network of couriers can deliver from anywhere. Think GameStop, Chipotle, Walgreens, McDonald's, 7-Eleven, or any other local store or restaurant. Literally everywhere. With a few taps, Postmates will bring any product right to your door in less than 1 hour. It's like magic. So the next time you don't want to leave your game, download the Postmates app on iTunes or Android and enter the code Doug for a free first delivery. Today's episode is also brought to you in part by CISO. CISO is a premium comedy streaming service serving up on-demand 24/7 streaming comedy anytime, anywhere. It's specially curated for the comedy connoisseur with original series, quotable classics, next day late night, stand-up specials, and more for only $3.99 per month. Just $3.99 per month. They've got countless hours of premium HD comedy. The full Kids in the Hall catalog, for instance, which has been remastered into HD for the first time. Monty Python, classic SNL from the 80s, and so much more. New comedy is added every week. Try it now for free and start as a guest, no credit card needed. CISO also has never-before-seen new originals, like the UCB Show, a weekly variety sketch showcase from the original founders of the Upright Citizens Brigade, and the Cyanide and Happiness Show, new animated series based on the wildly successful webcomic. Try it now. Go to CISO.com and stream for free today. No credit card needed. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Who are you playing for, Graham?
I'm playing for Dr. Strange Noah or Dr. Strange Genoa?
Genoa.
Dr. Strand Genoa.
I think she said Genoa. And then you just keep going Genoa.
Genoa. I don't want to pronounce it correctly.
Genoa.
Genoa.
Stop doing that.
Sorry, no, I, that's what
is
I thought.
Is this a scene from Hail Caesar?
Okay, all right.
Are those donuts at the bottom too?
Yeah. I'm going to eat them.
Oh, you got the donuts?
Yes.
All right. So you don't want to throw them at people?
I want to eat one and then throw the rest. This guy in the front row has even bigger ones. I'm going to chuck those hard.
Jeff's got them now.
Nice.
Who are you playing for, Ryder?
I went for the Hobbsit.
Hobbsit.
Which is your name Hobbs then? Or
his name is Hobbs, the doll.
Right. I figured that much.
Wait, but yeah.
Well, then what the fuck is your name?
Yeah,
he really doesn't want to give out his
Calvin
name. He barely wants to speak.
Okay. So I'm just playing for you, the Hobbsit.
That might be. Is this alive when no one else is around?
It talks to him.
Like, so you're not playing for him. You should have took this name tag off this real
thing.
Live tiger.
Who are you playing for, Jeff?
I'm playing for Hitomi Alone. She made a Home Alone poster, put her face where Macaulay Culkin's would be.
Mm-hmm. And, she's got her hands on her face, and you and I are the wet bandits.
Wet bandits. Yep. See,
it's the porn version.
You have the expression of a criminal, and I have the expression of your fucking idiot friend who's like, I thought your aunt lived here. Why are we breaking in?
That would be a great Home Alone movie. The unknowing criminal.
What are we doing? There's just this kid.
Yeah. Holy shit.
I'm eating this one.
Those are beautiful.
All right. Let's start eating them now.
Who's hungry for donut?
Yeah, there's a giant s'mores donut.
Yeah, don't throw that s'mores donut.
I won't, dude. I'm going to eat the good ones.
Right in the pocket. Did you see that? That pass and that reception. Holy shit. I feel like I won't be able to do that again.
Graham just shook his head at me to let me know a donut was good.
Crazy. All right.
Who wants a donut? All right, Peter, I'm going to hit your sign.
Yeah, hit that jaw sign. I love this game.
Oh.
Just nailed him.
Peter, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
I was not trying to hit you, sir.
Death by donut.
Hold that thing up again.
He's going to sue. That was really impressive.
Nice work, Peter.
Have you ever thrown a donut at an audience before, Ryder?
I have not.
You want to?
Yeah, sure, yeah. I'll go for it. Okay, what's that? I'm going to try and hit that sign. I can't even see what it... Oh, the Life Aquatic. Whoa! You helped me out there a little bit.
I think you went through that sign.
Now, these powdered ones are little. I bet you I could throw it right in someone's mouth.
Yes! Open your mouths, everybody!
Open your mouths! Open your mouth.
Oh, this cult gets weirder and weirder.
What?
Oh, he's in.
Well, this weirdo's got one. What are you telling?
That's why he's throwing
he's
it overhand.
Yeah.
I'm going to chuck it. I'm going to smash your face.
Loft.
It's going to explode on your face like we're doing a weird donut porn. No, I'll do it like you're a seal. Okay, ready? All right, open your mouth. Come on. What's your name?
Flippy. Jay.
Okay, Flipper, come on now.
A few chocolate ones in his face will look like seal. Yeah. Oh.
Wow. Whoa, dog. Wow.
Oh. What was that?
And you're never going to survive. Come on, Flipper.
He sat down. He doesn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, I'm going to get this one right in his mouth. All right, open your mouth. Oh. We're going to do that again. We're going to get one. We're going to get one right. Get back on your knees. No, 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 I don't want you to get closer to me. Don't touch the stage either. Come on now, guys. It's Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. Open your mouth. One, two, three. Oh!
In and out.
That was like the Super Bowl.
That was good, though. He kept it on his chest. But it kind of, you got too much teeth.
Yeah, it holds a lot of people back in that game.
I know.
He could have gone bro in donut catching.
I know.
But, you know, what are you going to do? What do donuts, you do for guys. A living?
I work at Toyota Service Advisor.
He works at Graham.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's not what
I thought he was doing
like.
An impression of Jeff.
No, he's talking about Toyota.
I like
you
Toyota.
Really
want to I
keep,
drive a Toyota.
You really want to keep doing this, Graham?
Cars.
You want to keep poking this bear? As soon as I get all this s'mores donut off my hands and beard, I'm going to get my self-confidence back, and then you're going down.
I was doing an impression of Flipper.
Yeah, he sounds real dumb.
I know.
Throw a donut in my face. I'm Jeff, or whatever your name is. Why do I keep doing that?
Seriously, Toyotas are good cars.
Yes, Toyotas. Please sponsor this program, Toyota.
You told me, but you give my work props. You should be the other way around. Fuck my work. And...
Wow, he's really... He's launched into a soliloquy.
By the third word, I tuned out.
Yeah, it's funny. He's not in sales. He's in service. He sounds more like a salesman.
Get yourself on the sales floor, Chad, and fucking start moving some units.
You know, maybe have a daily donut toss where,
yeah.
If you give people a break if they can get it in your mouth.
And if they get it in your mouth, they're like $500 off the new Toyota Prius or whatever, or a gas card or something. Guys, I'm all about ideas.
Did anybody make a name tag that was just like on a bunch of napkins?
Or like wet naps or...
Yeah, your hand's looking pretty gross right now.
Yeah, like a damp washcloth with a little thing of water that's, no.
That's
a used Kleenex.
Really disgusting offer. All wadded up. There you go.
Aren't you an angel? Thank
lovely.
You so much.
Oh, yeah, you're going
to
clean
yeah, yeah.
up.
Yeah, she has to carry napkins around. Her boyfriend gets donuts thrown at him all the time. She probably has a whole bunch in there. Stop telling people to throw their stuff at you.
All right, let's play Finn. And that's the game where I'm going to say the final line from a motion picture. And the first one of you guys that can guess correctly, first guy on stage who can tell me the correct name of the movie, guess as many times as you want.
Do we just blurt it out or we raise
blurt
our hands?
It. Blurt yeah. it. Yeah. It's blurting time. And the line is, with pleasure, M, with pleasure.
Casino Royale.
Nope.
Spectre.
Nope.
Quantum of Solace.
Nope.
Wow.
The World Never Dies.
It's nope. clearly a Bond film, which I'm horrible at.
That's all of
with
them, right?
Pleasure M?
Oh, no, that's
pleasure,
Her Majesty's
M.
Secret Service.
With pleasure. Nope.
Octopussy.
Nope.
North by Northwest.
Nope.
The Iger Sanction.
Tomorrow Never
nope.
Dies.
Tomorrow. Nope.
Goldeneye.
Nope.
Thunderball.
Dr. No.
Nope. No, no.
Fucktown.
Nope.
The earlier Casino Royale.
No.
The Living Daylights.
I knew what you meant the first time, so I didn't give it to you.
The Living
no,
Daylights.
No.
Dr. No.
No.
Moonraker.
No. This, I am so excited that you're going to name everyone but the correct one. No, on 8 Mile.
Shit. Archer?
I got nothing.
Wait, that's not, never mind.
We got 50 minutes. You guys work it out. With pleasure. Don't yell one out, please. With pleasure, M. With pleasure.
Wow.
Just muttering in
the world is not enough.
No.
I feel like we've
License
covered.
License to
no.
kill. Is that one of them?
No. It is one of them. No.
The Spy Who Shagged Me.
No.
The... Baby, it's cold outside.
It's not Thunderball. It's not
Too Late.
Let Die. It's
is
not,
it too late?
I would know that. No, it's not too late.
It's not Never Say Never Again. It's
Oh, that's the name of one too, right?
Yeah.
Some people don't.
I mean, why did we get hooked on Bond to begin with? Is there?
I don't know. We're just hooked on Bond.
Oh, okay. There's not like a Bond character.
There
named
could be
M?
Some other weird movie where the last line of the movie is calling somebody M.
Like but
maybe
that could be
the Mary
balls.
Tyler Moore okay, movie. She always Mary had an Tyler M Moore. On her wall.
The Mary Tyler Moore feature film. That was great.
Some guy's about to go down on her at the end of the movie. Pleasure, M. With pleasure.
Yeah.
Wait, is that how the Slurp. James Bond movie ends?
No, the Mary Tyler Moore movie.
And then the song comes up, who can turn the world on with a smile?
Skyfall.
Correct.
Oh!
That took way too long.
Nice.
Wow.
I'm fucking real good at this.
You guys
games.
Just, it was masterful the way you danced around that one, naming every other Daniel Craig movie immediately. But it is, it just goes to show you, Skyfall, dumb title. Yeah. What does that have to do with anything?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Wise.
And then Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern show up at the end. And
yeah.
Just sitting there screaming, Dench! Fun name to be angry about. All right, so Jeff won that game, so he gets to go first in a round of Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? Jeff, I'm going to tell you the tagline from a motion picture, and you have to try to guess which one it is. You only get one guess, and when you fail, I should say if you fail, Ryder will get to have a shot at it, and then Graham, etc. What movie had the tagline Blood lost, life found? Jeff Tate. Blood lost, life found. Are you playing Dead Man?
Cabin Fever.
Terrific guess. No. Ryder, what do you think it is?
Blood lost, life found?
Mm-hmm. But with periods and not question marks.
Right.
It's like a billboard advertisement. Blood lost.
Blood lost.
Family found.
Blood lost. Life found.
Life found.
Two simple statements.
I have no clue. I'm the only thing I can think of is that it's like a vampire movie, so I'll say Interview with a Vampire.
That's not a bad guess. It's incorrect.
Yeah.
Figured. Graham? There's no reason to crack your own neck. There's no reason to break your own bones.
I'm doing a lot of self-chiropractic lately, and it's very effective. I think it's pretty obvious what it is.
No guess?
No, I got one.
Okay.
Vampire Chronicles.
That's a terrific guess. If I don't even know if that's a thing, but
I don't know what that is.
It's a real movie, and that was the tagline.
There's a movie called The Vampire Chronicles.
Yeah,
Leif Garrett was in it.
Yeah, Leif Garrett, of course.
Leif Garrett's dad, Reginald Garrett, was in it. Came out in 1972, and he's a reporter tracking down vampires in Cleveland. Look it up.
Blood lost, life found is the tagline for, interestingly enough, The Revenant.
Oh.
That's the tagline for The Revenant.
I thought the tagline was just bear fight.
Grizzly cock.
Horse jumper.
Cold as fuck.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. Cold.
Hashtag CAF.
Yeah, Leo should win the award for most tortured actor for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so nobody got that one right, so let's try another one. We'll start with you again, Jeff. What movie has the tagline, Terror in the Flesh?
Somebody just rub one out in the back.
Oh, God. Oh, that donut.
Why did you do that? Didn't you say terror with my flesh?
The witch.
No. That is a good guess, though.
That's a good guess.
What do you think, Ryder?
Cabin fever.
That's, of course, correct. Yeah, you got a cabin fever a little early there, Jeff. Got it ahead of season.
I double bluffed myself out of the right answer there.
All right, this next one we'll start with Graham, and it's the tagline is "Bullies beware." Bullies beware.
Afghanistan.
That, of course, is a documentary that Graham made.
We're doing movies.
Good plug for your movie.
Sounds like a lot of you have been there.
Is it on? It's
wow,
Jesus!
That chair is broken.
It's on Netflix. Is it on Netflix? Or do they have to go to a site somewhere?
I was just making a joke because you did a movie he was in. Yeah, you can get it at Comedy Film Nerds.
Okay. All right, moving on.
Damn it.
Yeah. Jeff, what do you think it is?
Drill Bit Taylor.
Oh. That's pretty good. That would make a lot of sense, but no. Well, you don't get another guess, Ryder.
Or are you just going to keep going?
How about
Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
Oh, that's another good one. Yeah, that's terrific.
So condescending.
No, it's really
no. It's really good that you tried.
Guess. No,
it was a really good guess.
You were so good, Ryder.
Guys, it's flattering that you all have impressions of me, but it's probably confusing for the listener if everyone's doing an impression of me. People at home are gonna be like, that's a lot of Jeff.
Big Jeff episode.
Bullies Beware is the tagline from a movie in which Graham Elwood appears as a security guard called The Martial Arts Kid. Yeah, Graham, you want to tell us a little bit about that one?
Well,
it's on your IMDb page.
Playing a security guard, I just had to get into the role. And
so what'd you do,
myself?
Watch Paul Blart a few times?
Oh, yeah, The Martial Arts Kid. Oh, that movie's awesome. It stars Don the Dragon Wilson and Cynthia Rothrock, who are,
action. Does somebody get in trouble? Do you yell at somebody, or what happens?
Yeah, well, Don the Dragon Wilson and this other amazing martial artist, TJ Storm, are having a fight because one kid is, you know, there's like a Cobra Kai dojo, and they get into a fight, and they're smashing up this batting cage, and I come out and go, hey, you guys got to settle it down, and they look at me, and I go, oh, that's cool, you got another minute, or whatever. It's great, it's good stuff. Honestly, it's because I have dark hair that the Academy didn't have me in it, because I'm too ethnic. Like, I should have won an Oscar.
Oscar's so white.
So white. So
They only wanted their movie shown on 17.5 millimeter to really hamstrung their distribution.
Yeah.
It's
bullshit. It's total bullshit.
All right, so who did we start with that last day? We started with Ryder?
No, I started with me.
Oh, okay. So, Graham, you get to go again. Keep in mind everything that's happened so far, Graham.
Okay, all right, I get it.
A movie about a missing woman and a lost man.
Missing woman
and a lost man.
And a lost man.
You know, she might have left. She might be elsewhere.
What?
Vanished, perhaps. But she's definitely not around. She's like, she's like over someplace else.
Well, there is a movie named Vanished that was remade, but that was a Dutch movie.
I don't think either of those was called Vanished.
But
The Vanishing, I think they're called. Sandy Bullock was in the American version. Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Danish version is better.
Did you just say the Danish version is Rutger? You just took a wild stab at...
No, I said
there's a Rutger in it?
The Danish version is better.
Oh.
But there is a Rutger in it. There is a Rutger in it.
What's a remake that's better than the original?
Has it ever happened? Ocean's 11.
Yeah, it's different in tone, but it's not necessarily better, I don't think.
I think it's better. I thought
there's some remakes that were better. I can't think of any off the top of my head. Ever.
Right? It's hard to think of
it. It is hard to think of it.
Yeah.
But this movie, she vanishes and he's lost.
Yeah, that's the tagline. She vanishes and he's lost. And the movie's called Where's the Remote?
Shit.
Have you seen my pants? Can't find anything when she's gone. She's gone. This has gone on for way too long.
I don't know. All right. Super Jaime. Mary Jane is gone and Doug's lost.
That works.
I saw that movie. I don't think it was about finding weed. Pretty sure Doug doesn't have a problem finding it.
All right, so let's nice try, Graham. Let's move on to Ryder.
Oh, it's me next?
Yeah. Okay. I think, wasn't it?
I don't know how it goes.
It started with me, Doug.
All right.
Yeah, what is it?
It's Too Late.
Yeah, it's your movie, Too Late.
Yeah.
But it also, to me, feels like Gone Girl could have had the same tagline. So I was trying to trick Graham into saying Gone Girl. And then I was going to say incorrect.
That's great.
It's fun. It's fun.
Have you heard of Alex Trebek did that?
I don't know. Maybe it's a college.
You know, Harvard. Wrong.
More specific. Yeah. Let's play some Last Man Stanton. Yeah. Now with lifelines. Have you played it with a lifeline, Graham?
No, sir, I have not.
Here's how it works. If at any point, you could do it first round, second round, when you think you're about to get knocked out because you can't think of any, you can go to your person, the person who you're playing for, Genoa. We got a phone situation.
All right, we can just maybe call Siri like that person's doing in the back.
Siri wouldn't know the answers to this shit.
No, Siri's fucking stupid.
She'd recommend a website.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine going to somebody on the corner, hey, how do I get to where, there's a website. Thanks, Siri. All right, so you each get to use your lifeline as your person with whose name tag you chose.
Okay.
That's been established, I guess. And you could do it at any point in the game. I do not get a lifeline, but I still will play along. And as always, somebody on Twitter suggested an actor or actress for us to use in this game, or is about to suggest one. Where is Gabriel J. Bell?
Right back here.
Yes, you are.
Right back here.
Graham, your impressions are, they're too, like, it's insulting because they're so accurate. You know, like they say imitation's the sincerest form of flattery, but in your case, it's really mean.
Right back here.
Sorry. Not like that at all.
All right, Gabriel, like where'd you come in from? Let's give you a few more words that he can make fun of.
New York.
It's almost like having a translator. What do you do in New York?
Oh, I'm an editor. It's a noble profession is what it is.
You know what editors do?
Yes.
Have you edited something that we would be familiar with?
No.
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 No. Bang.
Bunk.
What? Is there a pinball machine back there? All right, so... You're visiting all the way from New York. Have you seen the show in New York?
Yeah.
At the Gramercy Theater?
No, I've actually never made it.
Oh, okay. Well, the next one's March 3rd. It's sold out. So I'm glad you found your way into this place. And clearly I have one of the best seats in the house. In the back of this
fucking
hot box.
Taunting this guy. Yep, you drove 3,000 miles for that bullshit. Thanks for coming.
He's like fifth row center, man. That's good seats.
And he gets to pick who we're going to play. No matter who he says, we have to do it unless it's Danny Trejo.
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Ooh.
Damn you. That's an interesting one. All right, so Ryder got the most right in the last game, so he gets to go first in this one. And then we'll switch the order. We'll go to Graham, and then me, and then Jeff.
All right, well, I'll get the obvious out of the way. Braveheart.
Yeah, let's obviously Braveheart. Very good. Graham?
Let's do some Mad Max.
Okay. I'm going to take Maverick.
Wow.
Jeff.
Lethal Weapon.
Okay. Ryder.
Payback.
Oh. Oh.
If I didn't know any better, I would think somebody's getting auto-blown right now.
There's some glaring going on.
So is it me now?
Wait.
I'm coming. Right? That's how I talk, right?
I thought you were doing the New York guy. I thought you were doing...
My name's Graham. I palm strike things. I'm Jeff. Wait.
You're doing a shitty impression mashup?
No, I fucked it up. It sounds so much like me that I get confused who I'm making fun of.
I'm sorry. It's so fun.
Thanks for making the drive out from New York, by the way. Editors are the backbone of show business.
Graham L., would you answer the question, please?
Wait, is it me or is it Doug? Is it me?
It's you.
The Road Warrior.
It's you.
There
okay.
You go. Suck on that.
Put that in your mouth. Do you know why I'm giving back my auto blow?
No, Doug, why?
Because I don't need it. Because I know what women want. Jeff.
Lethal Weapon 2.
Yeah, of course.
The Man Without a Face.
Ooh.
Or is it Two Faces? The Man with Two Faces.
It's The Man Without
a Face. No, it's The Man Without a Face.
I know, but wouldn't that Two Faces one be pretty cool, too?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Stay out of it, Jeff.
Yeah. Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome.
Why do you do this to me, Graham?
The Road Warrior Beyond the Thunderdome. Mad Thunderdome Warrior. Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome.
All right, I'm going to give you the opportunity to use your lifeline to tell you the correct name of that movie. Or you're just out. Which would you like to do?
I'm going to be out. No, I'm going to ask my, let me ask my lifeline. Hold on. Do I go down there or do I?
No, we can just ask for me.
What is it?
What's it called?
The Thunderdome.
Movie that he's trying to say?
Mad Max Beyond the Thunderdome. What's the full?
What's the actual
inside
title?
Inside the Thunderdome? What is it?
Just stop it, Graham. What's the actual title of that
Thunderdome
movie?
Adjacent? What is it? Thunderdome and Friends?
Mad Max Greater Thunderdome Metropolitan Area. Yeah.
You.
Thunderdome Domestic Disturbance. What?
Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome? There's no
yeah. Book it. That's it.
What are you saying then, Graham?
How's that?
What's the title? What do you guys have agreed upon?
Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
No.
That's not what I'm saying, though. But my point is, I'm saying Mad Max inside the Thunderdome and beyond.
Just say a different movie.
Yeah, Lethal Weapon 3.
It's too late for that. It's too late for that.
What is it?
Huh?
How's that?
You've said so much I can't even remember what the right title is. I just know it doesn't have the in there. You throw that extra the in there.
Well, that's what she... That was
what she fixed?
Yeah.
So she just said Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
That's exact. That's
all right, good. You're still in.
Yeah! Jen, oh, ah! Yeah. Classic pronunciation.
All right. I'll go with The Singing Detective.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. It's a movie.
Never even heard of it.
It was, you know, it started off as a musical miniseries on PBS, but then they made a movie version of it with Mel Gibson, and he's like older and bald in it.
Lethal Weapon 3.
Yeah, I wasn't going to be the dick to do that.
But I admire it
nonetheless. Ryder.
Ransom.
Ransom.
Ooh.
You better pay back that ransom.
It's a horrible impression.
That was an impression?
That was my Mel Gibson, and he said that in both of those movies.
I was going to say.
Payback was a sequel to Ransom.
That changes everything.
Apocalypto.
Oh, okay.
So he wasn't in that one, but...
He directed it. We accept when somebody's directed something. And, you know, he's in the background with that war paint on or something at some point.
Yeah. He's got some weird teeth going...
Exactly.
The man with half a tooth.
But as long as we're getting into his directing stuff now, I might as well say The Passion of the Christ. Mm-hmm. Up until Deadpool, the most successful R-rated movie of all time. But so keep seeing Deadpool, everybody.
Yeah. Lethal Weapon 4. I got to say all four Lethal Weapon movies.
Pretty ridiculous.
It's going to be your proudest win ever.
I'm going to say Conspiracy Theory.
Oh.
Ooh.
Nice. People said nice. To Conspiracy Theory. Nice. What's the last line of that movie? Why is she on that fucking horse?
All right, Graham. So your lifeline bailed you out last time, so you're still in it. But unfortunately... all the Lethal Weapons have been taken.
And all the Mad Maxes, right? We've already done...
I think so, yeah.
Or his Mad.
We're
Max,
pretty...
Warrior, Dome. Those are your three Melly Gibbs.
Melly Gibbs.
What Women Want.
Nope. Already been done.
Really?
I said that, and I even... used it in a sentence.
What Women Want Too.
What Women Are Still Wanting.
Okay. Then we're going to go with... it's all on our tongues. We might as well just... Why do we even need to waste time saying it? We're all thinking it. We're all thinking it.
I thought of a fun stall tactic. What if you just sat there and just kept saying ones we've already said? Nope, said it. Nope, said it. Nope.
Okay,
nope.
Got it.
There's some good ones out there though, that you haven't.
Really good ones.
But it's his recent slowdown of in movies makes it hard because you gotta think back a little bit.
I wonder what happened. Right? I mean, he used to be in a lot of movies.
Maybe he just got tired of making them. I don't know.
Him and Gene Hackman retired.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Graham. It's been so... We've had such fun with you today.
We really have.
It's really been great.
It's been great.
But I think this might be...
The time where...
Your final...
We're going to say...
This is where we...
A couple of his other ones.
Saying thank you.
That have
do you want to do your plugs? Do you have anything to plug?
Hollywood, California. I will be at the Lab at the Hollywood Improv doing this new show, Graham Elwood Variety Hour, February 27th at 10:30. It's going to be me emceeing and a bunch of funny comics doing kind of spoof characters. And then I'm headlining Skyline Comedy Cafe in beautiful Appleton, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a lot of you have been
there. Sounds like some of you have been there.
March 17th through 19th. Check that out. And then the Comedy Film Nerds podcast that Doug will be on that we listen to every week. And then we're doing... Comedy Film Nerds is doing live Oscars commentary on Rabble.
What?
Yeah, on Rabble.tv.
Wow.
So if you go to Rabble.tv, you can sign in. It's for free. And so we'll be doing live commentary, and you can log in and ask us questions. We're going to do giveaways and shit. It's going to be fucking a blast. And we're working on getting a special guest. It'll be myself and Chris Mancini. Comedy Film Nerds on Rabble.tv. Apocalypto 2.
Seriously, though, do you... I just wish you had something to plug, because that would have given you time to think of something other than Apocalypto 2. And which we all know, you know, I like accurate titles, and that movie's called Apocalypto 2.
And there's like one of those Mayans, like, woo, like that's the face. Like,
yep.
The Rise of Mayan.
The Rise of Mayan.
So you got nothing?
Earbuds podcasting documentary that'll be coming out soon, so we're keep submitting going. It to festivals, and of course
but we're never gonna tell you when. I'm Graham Elwood. I have things to plug, but you figure it out.
That was
the voice
a very
keeps
good
getting
impression.
Closer and closer. Yeah, you're really almost there.
That was great.
All right,
who's next?
So you're out.
I'm still going?
It's my turn now, right?
Yep. Yeah, okay. Fuck it. God right. Damn it. I'm sorry, Genoa. I still got it wrong? How do you say your name again?
Genoa.
Oh, what the fuck?
Genoa.
Like, come on.
Genoa.
I don't
Genoa.
Bust people's balls Genoa, over Genoa. Graham. Like, people say, hey, Graham, and I go, I'm sorry, it's Graham.
Yeah, but what you're saying
wait, which
is
one
a
is
salami.
It?
Yeah, wait. There's a distinction between the two Grahams you just said?
Well, yeah, G-R-A-H-A-M has got two syllables.
Graham.
It's Graham.
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 But who?
Graham,
really, like actually, the drugs.
Graham.
That was just
Graham.
No, if you go to the UK or Australia.
They say Graham?
They go Graham. Like when I introduce myself, like Will Anderson has come on my podcast. He's an Australian comic and has made fun of me because Graham is G-R-A-M, the metric unit. But in America, everybody just goes Graham. They don't go Graham because they're not a bunch of fucking, hey, Genoa.
It feels like you're still...
It's like...
It feels like you're still stalling and you're not in the game anymore.
I'm fine with it because I thought of like 12 more.
But don't be too hard on yourself, Graham, and don't be too hard on the Beaver.
Oh, Christ, really?
Yes. He was in a movie called The Beaver.
That's right. Didn't he direct that too?
No, Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster, his only friend in show business. And the only reason they're still together is she doesn't have sugar tits. She's got regular ones.
Oh. When he got pulled over in Malibu, you know when that happened, he goes, I own Malibu sugar tits on the PCH driving north right when that happened, where it says, welcome to Malibu. Somebody put an E in it that said Malibu. Fucking gorgeous. That's my movie, Malibu.
Graham just plugged graffiti.
Folks, having a big graffiti contest coming up. Dates to be released soon.
Edge of Darkness.
Oh, you said it angrily.
No, I just wanted to get it out.
Yeah, Edge of Darkness. I like it.
Chicken Run.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Graham.
Chicken
Chicken Run, well done. I'll go with The Year of Living Dangerously.
Oh.
Some lady in the back just went, oh, I loved Cambodian genocide.
Tequila Sunrise.
Oh, yes.
God damn it.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot that you've heard of. He used to be famous.
I think Chicken Run was at the bottom of the barrel for me.
Well, you can go to your lifeline.
Yeah.
Who might not be much help because it's getting tough at this point, but it's worth a shot. It might be the first words he's ever spoken.
Yeah. We still don't know his name. He's just the owner
just
of Hobbs.
The Hobbs owner.
Expendables 3.
Expendables 3, dude. Do you want to do it?
Expendables 3.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you. Well done.
Nice work, Hobbs the cat.
The full title is Expendables 3, the most expendable of them all.
The Expendables 3, we're sorry. We got Harrison Ford and Mel Gibson, but no script. We're very sorry. We wanted them for 2.
When you had that sticky stuff on your fingers,
yeah.
I wanted to, you know, get something to wipe it off, you know, but I won't accept any kind of paper towel. It has to be the Bounty.
That was a convoluted,
that was amazing,
twisting story.
I thought he was out and was stalling. That's what I thought. I was like,
going?
This is some paper towel bullshit.
Yeah, you walked
I was
out
trying to
there.
Think
you
napkin?
Were way out
Mel
there
Gibson
on your own, like a bird on a wire.
Oh!
Jeff Tate! Jeff Tate!
Doug, I know this is unorthodox, but
what's
I would,
happening?
I would
you
like
going to do another one?
No, I would like to offer Ryder my lifeline.
What?
Yeah, I think it'd be fun to keep this guy in the game, and it would piss off Graham a little bit, and that'd be fun. It's like a twofer for me, a win-win.
I'm just happy we're all on stage having fun, Jeffrey.
All right, well, you know, you might be offering him nothing because
I don't know what
it's going to be tough
into.
For the person you're playing for to come up with something, maybe. But do you want to do it, right?
Yeah, because I got nothing, so I'm out otherwise.
He wants
you,
to
Jeff.
Stay in the game. He wants to stay alive.
Who's
your thing? Lifeline?
Pocahontas?
Pocahontas!
Oh! Yes!
Well, Lifeline!
I'm staying alive!
What's your name, young lady?
Hitomi.
Pardon?
Hitomi.
Hitomi.
Hitomi alone.
Jesus, her and Genoa, the weird name sisters.
Is it, how do you say Genoa again?
Genoa.
Stop
Genoa.
Saying Genoa.
Genoa.
Genoa is a fucking
Genoa.
Salami.
Genoa.
Say it the way she wants it.
Genoa.
Oh, Graham. Those golden Grahams. Pocahontas 2, of course, is called Smells of the Wind.
Pocahontas Smells of the Wind. Yep.
All right, so I don't know how to work it into a sentence, so I'll just... Is it my turn?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how to work it into a sentence, so I'll just say Gallipoli.
Oh, that's an excellent movie.
Well, remember when we were in Gallipoli and we were soldiers?
Nice.
We were soldiers.
Well, nice.
Well, I got nothing. No, I'm not going to take another one. You're just going to keep me in this game?
Yeah, it pisses Graham off like crazy.
Wait, you can afford to just give him another?
I know. How many Mel Gibson
you've got
movies
that
do you
many
have
left?
In your back
I
pocket?
I got some more Mel Gibson movies in my head.
Jeez.
Oh, my God, Jeff. Do something besides Mel Gibson movies with your life.
I'm usually celebrated for having this many answers, but Mel Gibson has apparently brought us all down with him. Listen, I was like only half on board, but finally, when he finally started talking about how there wasn't a Holocaust, I was like, this is a guy I can get behind. I'm tired of Denzel and Harrison Ford talking about how there was a Holocaust. It is a drag, dudes. Let it go. I like Mel Gibson's sunnier view of the world. No Holocaust.
All right, you can give one to Ryder.
Oh, he gave me The River.
The River.
Wow.
I don't remember that movie at all.
It was. It came out at the time. There was like three farm movies all at the same time. There was Places in the Heart with Sally Field.
Oh, right.
And
River Runs Through It? Is that?
No,
awesome?
The third one was Sissy Spacek, and it was called
Rivertown?
Being on a Farm Sucks My Dick.
I remember that. That was good. That was the ending of the whole movie. Being on a farm sucks my dick. The end.
Yeah, I was going to use that for the final line from a movie, but I thought Skyfall would be trickier.
Being on a farm sucks dick, M.
Skyfall.
Oh, man.
Skyfall.
Oh, man, what a shitty Skyfall. That'd be a cool last line for that movie. Oh, man, they fucked up my Skyfall. I don't even know what a Skyfall
is. Or what if
was.
Somebody just walks out onto a veranda and takes a deep breath and goes, Sky. Fall. Like it's the time of, okay. So that means okay, I gotta come up with another one. I gotta go so deep that it might be his first feature length motion picture pre the first Mad Max, in which he played a either emotionally or mentally stunted young man, and it was called Tim.
Yeah. I've heard of that, yeah.
I had to do it, Jeff.
Hey, you know what he sounds like? He sounds like this. I'm Tim. I'm just an idiot.
Yeah, it's interesting because he like doesn't even have an Australian accent. That's how mentally disabled he was. That he didn't even sound Australian. That'd be weird, right?
Get the Gringo.
Whoa.
I don't even know.
I got nothing, so. For the third round in a row, I'm out.
Give him another one.
Do you want to give him another one, Jeff?
Give him another one.
I think I only have one left.
Oh. Well, guess what, Jeff?
What's that?
I'm going to try to say the one that you've got left.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Machete Kills.
Nope.
We might have a tie then, because you got one more.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's called Father's Day. He plays he does a cameo in Father's Day. He's a tattoo
with
artist.
With Billy Crystal and Robin Williams?
Yeah, he's like a tattoo artist. He's got piercings and stuff.
He was going to be in The Hangover, you know.
Yeah, but they decided...
They decided to get somebody more wholesome like Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
We prefer someone who's been convicted.
No, it was a different part, actually. But anyway, okay, so... What did you say?
I forget.
Father's Day.
Oh, Father's Day.
Father's Day.
Wow. That's impressive.
Is there any more?
I've just been sitting here. I'm sure there is.
Wow.
Yeah. There always is.
Wow.
There's always more. But you think you're done, Jeff?
Let me try to come up with one.
Let me see if I get one more in here somewhere.
Graham, do that thing that you do that takes up 6 minutes.
No.
All right,
no, sit.
That was nothing, Ryder. I held back because we have low ceilings.
What's happening while you're talking?
What's it?
He's just suddenly chatting away over there.
You had it right earlier.
He's giving me a clue or something, but I don't want it. I'm not going to take it. But I'm satisfied with a tie on this one with Jeff. But I just want to throw one more out there and just make everybody go, damn. But I don't think it's going to happen. I'm going to feel terribly sad when I hear the ones you guys have to say. Anything more, Jeff?
No.
Any ideas? Like, I wish he was in... Wish he had a cameo in a Muppet film.
I would not be surprised at all if he was in National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon 1.
I would be.
It's a spoof of that movie.
I'd be very surprised. All right, so we'll call Jeff our winner, and we'll call it a tie between me and Jeff. Hit us with the bad news. What did we miss? Air America!
The Patriots!
Forever young.
Signs.
Signs everywhere. Signs.
Oh my God.
We were horrible.
signs, man.
Just like we
that
thought.
That one, the listeners are going, went apeshit until they finally heard it. To Miss Signs.
That's horrible.
The greatest movie about how you got a special message to swing away, which is advice that's pretty logical when you're holding a bat and an alien is in front of you. Oh, should I just stand here with it or should I swing away?
But Doug.
I didn't get that vision earlier.
Doug, when the top half of your wife gives you advice, you follow it, even if it's dumb.
Any other ones? We still did pretty good, but Signs was embarrassing.
Signs is embarrassing.
Hamlet.
Hamlet.
That had everybody in it.
He was in The Passion.
The Passion? Of the Christ? I said it.
Yeah, he said it.
I said it because he directed it.
Was Mel Gibson ever a bad guy? Like, I mean, except in real life.
Yeah, Machete Kills, he's the villain.
No, I know.
One of several.
I just did my joke.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, thanks.
Because he was a bad guy in Expendables 3, too, I just remembered.
Okay.
Anyway, just like we thought, we named every single one of them, and the audience did not have any we did not name.
Oh, you're suggesting I cut the part out where they said all those?
Yep.
And or let's just use us
Signs.
Saying them. Yeah. I'll dub in. Let's keep going.
The Patriot.
Signs.
Air America.
It's a memory game. That's what we should do on this show today. We all look at a list of movies by a certain actor or actress, and then we put it away, and then we start. Who can remember the most that you just looked at?
If you do edit that out, the listeners are going to, their reaction is going to be like, I think they went in the wrong order right at the end.
Signs is like if we were naming states and didn't say Texas. That's just a ridiculous one.
But,
all right.
Because wait.
It seems cool, but it's actually dumb.
What?
Really?
Is it Texas because it seems cool, but it was actually kind of dumb?
No, because Texas is an obvious one when you're naming states. It's
well,
really
you know,
big.
You know me. I'm Jeff. I'm an idiot.
Southern on that one. I'm an idiot. A little more Cartman in his.
I wanted to twang it up so Texas knows I'm an idiot.
What's the name of the person you were playing for, Jeff?
And tell me.
Yeah, okay. Come on up and get all your prizes. I apologize that it's not. They don't all fit in the bag. Don't take Jeff's bag.
Congratulations!
There you go. But then there's also the album and the book I couldn't fit in there.
Nope.
It's good. The bag's going to be really heavy, so be careful. You might need to use one of Meltdown's bag valets. Oh, yeah, the poster.
Your bag back? Your thing back?
That's awesome.
Here you go, the poster.
Oh, is that a didgeridoo?
No. No, Graham.
Didgeridoo, Graham.
Did you hear the ocean?
Didgeridoo.
Jeff. Why are you still here, Graham? You did your plugs already. Jeff, what do you got to plug?
JustAnotherClown.com is my website. SpeakerSilence.org is the organization I like to support. It's a nonprofit that provides pro bono counseling to the adult survivors of child sex abuse. So if you need pro bono counseling or you just want to give money to someone good, speakersilence.org. I'm going to be in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Gainesville, Florida. I forgot my fucking dates. They're on the website. But I want to tell you guys right now, this is the first time, but I'm very close to securing a place to do stand-up and bring Emma to L.A. We're going to do stand-up in L.A. somewhere in April.
Cool.
Yeah. Finally.
All that hard time you're giving Graham for not giving up the information and...
No, I don't actually
you've got
know the
a
date
mystery
yet.
Date as well?
I don't know the date yet.
Well, maybe he doesn't know the date yet.
No, he said he knows the date. He just isn't going to tell these people. I'm not releasing the date. I'm just telling you I'm coming back to L.A. and me and Emma are going to do stand-up.
I don't remember the podcast date, so I'm going to just stall.
Brooklyn, June 16th. Check out the website. JeffTate96 on Twitter. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
His plugs are the most pleasant. And Too Late, starring Ryder Strong, a very cool movie, is you can see it starting on March 18th here in Los Angeles. There's a special CineFamily showing of it coming up on
March 5th. But yeah, and if you go to toolatemovie.com, you can find out when it's rolling out at a city near you.
Yeah. Robert Forster's great in it.
Yeah.
Holy Robert shit. Forster's in it?
Yeah dude. Awesome. You're going to love this movie.
Robert Forster and John Hawks?
Dude, and strippers. Like, it takes place in, like, there's this long sequence.
Don't tell me too much. Don't tell me too much.
It's really good. What do I have to plug? Graham, could you pass down Genoa's name tag? Because she's got a good shithead on the back, I bet. Oh, it's on a Post-it that's upside down, or not upside down, but fancy. Post-it on there.
Look at that.
Whoa. Okay.
I like yours.
My plug is this. I am doing a lot of stuff at South by Southwest. Can't give you the details yet. It's going to be stuff where you have to have a South by Southwest badge or stand in a weird line that's unlikely to get in. So if you're going to South by, look for my stuff. Look for me doing stuff there. And I always love going back to Austin when South by isn't happening, because then people that live there can get into my shows and stuff. And I love it there. One more round of applause for all of my guests, Graham Elwood, Ryder Strong, and Jeff Tate. And as always, Willem Dafoe is a shithead. And UTIs are a shithead. Thanks again to CISO for sponsoring today's show. Only CISO lets comedy aficionados stream hand-picked, ad-free, on-demand comedy from the comfort of their favorite device and location. CISO's got all of NBC's late-night shows, The Next Day, fresh new stand-up every day of the year, original series from the funniest people on earth like Wyatt Cenac, The Upright Citizens Brigade, and coming soon, Dan Harmon's Harmon Quest. That's going to be awesome. All for just $3.99 a month. All the best comedy in one place. Don't believe it? CISO for yourself now for free. No credit card needed to try it.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in.